Okay. I used to work up until recently part-time, one day a week at the hospital. And they required me to go into the, well, they call it too central, but it's a, like a lockup ward, and talk to the patients. And since my son, my youngest son, we have four children, I believe I mentioned before one time that my youngest son is paranoid schizophrenia, and, you know, he was hospitalized for almost 3 years at one point continuously, and in and out of the hospital numerous times after that. So they felt that if I would go talk to the people, the patients, that it was more, you know, coming from someone who was there, you know, had lived it, you know, as a parent. And one day I remember distinctly this young man says to me, "Can I speak to you after, you know, it's over?" I said, "Sure." You know, so we went outside into the big room, and we were talking, and all of a sudden he says, "I got to show you something." And he pulls up his sleeve up above the elbow on both sides. Doctor, there wasn't a minute piece of skin that wasn't cut on both arms. And I was like, I was flabbergasted. I was like, I couldn't even speak for a second, you know. And he said that the pain in his head was so bad that it was easier to feel the pain on his arms. I don't know if that made a lot of sense or not, but I know his arms had scars from his wrist all the way up to his, you know, above his elbows on both arms. And, you know, inside, about the back, it was just covered. There wasn't a fraction of a space on his arm that wasn't cut. And I just, that it just shocked me. It really did. You know, have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, that's a really great description, actually, of what cutting behavior and self-injurious behaviors are like. I have some experience with that, but it's really outside of my area of expertise.
It was outside of mine, too.
I mean, you know. Although at times, I mean, people have definitely likened the two together. They're really very different in that oftentimes people are not in any pain or any discomfort. They're not depressed. They're not overwhelmed. They have anxious temperaments, mm-hmm. and it's sort of like a grooming behavior gone awry, if that makes sense.
Right. No. Yeah. I was flabbergasted because I've seen people through being with NAMI for the last almost 17 years that you know, they had loved ones who cut themselves and such, but it wasn't anything like this. You know, I mean, it was just beyond description to me, you know. So anyway,
it's a really great illustration of human suffering. You know, people,
yes,
can really,
yeah,
be suffering so much.
And, you know, it's just, I suggested a few things, and I let the people in power know there that
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is speaking at the second annual Made in America event at the White House. The president talked about just how strong our economy is.
After many years of decline, American manufacturing is coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. It's happening. We're in the midst of a great economic revival in the United States. We've added 3.7 million new jobs since the election, including more than 370,000 in manufacturing alone. Remember, during the campaign, they all said, "Oh, you're never going to add manufacturing jobs. That's obsolete," they would say. I said, "It's obsolete. To make things is obsolete." I guess they were wrong, right?
Former President Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's trial has been postponed a week to July 31st. Potential jurors will still start gathering tomorrow when the judge will brief them on the particulars of the case. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Ryan! Ben, I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
President Trump is investigating whether to revoke the security privileges of five former Obama administration officials. Let's take a listen as Sarah Huckabee Sanders today in the White House press briefing explains why.
Not only is the president looking to take away Brennan's security clearance, he's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe. The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate. And the fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence.
Police in Iowa are ramping up their efforts to find 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts, a University of Iowa student, who was reported missing last week after she went for an evening jog. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
John Kelly O'Connor is accused of shooting and killing one person at a Fallon, Nevada Mormon church. O'Connor is being held on just over $1 million bond and is charged with open murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and battery with substantial bodily harm. Fallon Police Chief Kevin Geeman talks about how they were able to apprehend O'Connor.
Officers and sheriff's deputies surrounded the home while a hostage negotiator called in. After placing phone calls to the home, Mr. O'Connor agreed to exit the property and surrendered officers.
Another departure from the Fox News Channel. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Fox News parting ways with Kimberly Guilfoyle, according to a Fox News spokesperson. Guilfoyle's been co-host of the midday Fox News talk show The Five, and she's been dating Donald Trump Jr. since his separation a few months ago from his wife, Vanessa. The network's been requiring her to disclose that relationship whenever she speaks about the president on the air. Reports are she'll be joining Trump Jr. on the campaign trail and that she's joined pro-Trump Super PAC America First. Though her departure is abrupt and unexpected, the move into pro-Trump politics not so surprising. Last year, President Trump reportedly considered Guilfoyle to replace Sean Spicer as White House press secretary. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're live in the studio. And I am trying to do a little test here for the live Facebook with instructions. And I really thought I had it exactly right, and then I didn't anymore. So I'm going to be doing tests throughout the hour to make sure that I know what I'm doing. And clearly, I don't at this moment. So what we can do is the weather. And we really need the rain, so there's no sense complaining about it. We do have, using the Philadelphia local forecast, we do have a hazardous weather outlook. And that basically means that we can have some very significant rainstorm events. And it definitely includes Hunterdon County, perhaps showers and thunderstorms with heavy downpours. And if you have been in New Jersey or this central part of New Jersey in the last few days, yesterday, Saturday evening, and today, it looks like you're going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, the clouds start to darken and we have this incredible rain deluge. So just take an umbrella or just enjoy the warm weather and getting some raindrops on you. So this is what we're looking at for the weather for the week. And I am glad that Friday we declared that a beach day, because the weather this week, as expected, we're looking at some heavy rain, 80% chance of heavy rain this afternoon. It's very muggy out, very humid, 82 degrees. It does feel warmer, and when the sun comes out, it feels like it's over 100, even though it's not. Tonight, we're looking at some heavy rain and patchy fog. We have a low of 71. Tomorrow, we have a high of 82, with showers likely throughout the day. Same thing Tuesday evening, 70% chance of showers. Wednesday, heavy rain, of course, all through the day and into Wednesday evening. And Wednesday evening, we finally get into the 60s. We have a low of 69 on Wednesday evening. Thursday, we have showers likely, again, Thursday evening. So basically, I have one icon for the whole week. We are down to Thursday, 70% chance of showers during the day, a high of 83. Showers likely, and then thunderstorms Thursday night. And then a chance of thunderstorms, 40% on Friday. Friday's our hottest day at 86. The lowest temperature is 79 on Wednesday. So basically, could be the same every day. Maybe some heavy downpours, maybe some showers. Certainly highs in the 80s. So we do have all that to look forward to, which I guess we should just be happy that it's summer and it's not snow. So I'm happy about that. Got to get this commercial, quick commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right. And I am losing it today, so I didn't even mute out. Good thing I wasn't chit-chatting away today. So our quote today is about light and dark. I realized I leave very early in the morning, and it's been wonderful. Or if you wake up early in the morning, 4:45, it has been light out for the last couple of weeks, 4:30. But of course, now it's 5:15, and it's still not quite sunrise yet. So it reminded me that we do start to lose light right after summer solstice, which was June 21st. And so you don't notice it at first. It's a minute a day. But now you are starting to notice it, since we're a few weeks from that time period. So we're going to go with a quote, "Lost Light." And it's from a writer whose books I read, from one of the characters. So it says, "I'm a believer in the single bullet theory. You can fall in love and make love many times, but there is only one bullet with your name etched on the side. And if you end up being shot with that bullet, then the wound never heals." So, something about light and darkness, and I guess the mystery of darkness, that we start to lose light and we know that we're losing summer, even though we're in the midst of summer. And I think that's one of the indicators. You want to enjoy always what you have around you, but you don't want to lose sight that things tend to fade. So those are our quotes of the day. I wanted to, I don't have a guest today, although we may have someone call in. I'm not exactly certain on that. I'm hopeful, though. And if you're not sure who to call, then our number here is 908-237-0410. And that gets you right into the studio. So that's a good thing. But I wanted to take a little bit of time. We always like to act like a tourist on this show a few times a year because there are so many amazing things that happen in and around Hunterdon County that we often don't take advantage of. So I want to highlight and point out some of the things that you could still do now. Many, many of these things are free in Hunterdon County and certainly in our surrounding areas. So we're going to do that. I'll do a little music here, and hopefully we'll be able to give you some information that you're not familiar with about some of these great things that are going on throughout Hunterdon County. And I also want to update a few of our different stories that we've been covering. I posted a few updates this morning, but I wanted to spend a little bit of time on those items because they're important. So we'll definitely make time for that today. If you have any questions, you want to comment, you want to call in, 908-237-0410, and we'll be back.
I watch you sleeping. My weary heart rises up on wings. I hear your laughter. Something deep down inside me sings. Way down here in the land of cotton, you were born on a rainy day. Since then, sweet things long forgotten, they just keep flooding back my way. Oh, child, I cannot tell you how the time just flies. But I have had my days of glory under sunny skies. But these days, your bright dreams are all I wanna see. Sleep tight, Annabelle. You can always count on me. In this cold world, folks will judge you, though they don't know. I may not be there to catch you anytime that you might fall, but you got my hard head and your mother's grace. All the likeness of the loved ones right there in your face. But I know in the end you'll be who you will be. So sleep tight, Annabelle. Count on me.
We're back in the studio after a little Don Henley, one of his songs that aren't played very often. So, yes, we still have CDs, which we know from a story we covered that we can't get at Best Buy any longer. So the first event I wanted to talk about, and then I know we are a little behind with our commercials, but it is the Corn Festival. Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival. So this takes place on Saturday, August 4th. So that's 2 weeks from now, and that's on Stengel Road. And this event goes from noon until 8 o'clock. And it is part of the Explore Flemington campaign. So we were trying to find this online to try to figure out exactly what this festival is. And we did find a poster right here at the Hunterdon County Chamber office. So I was happy to see that. And we wanted to just know a little bit more about it. So there's free parking at Liberty Village. The event exactly location, the exact location of the event is on Stengel Road. And there's a beer garden pouring craft brews from Flemington's own Lone Eagle Brewing. And also some other New Jersey-based brewing companies, including Jersey Girl Brewing, Sigmeister Brewing, Cypress Brewing, and Flounder Brewing. So we have spent some time talking about economic development and how some of these microbreweries can really be an impetus for development in a town. And part of that is because it is such a craft. People will travel to be able to get some micro-brewed beer. So it's nice to see it in a event. And this is what they say about it. It says, local Jersey corn and tomatoes will be featured in their seasonal splendor with offerings by local restaurants. It includes the Blue Fish Grill, Grateful Bites, 55 Main, Zoop, and more. So they have some different dessert items available as well. And Factory Fuel will also be there. So you'll be able to select from different food vendors. They have a Ninja Warrior course. I have no idea what that is. Drone Racing by Drone Zone. Again, no idea. I've never done that. Love for someone to tell me exactly what that is. A canine demonstration, or it says a police dog demonstration, I'm assuming a canine demonstration, and Paw Patrol characters and more. I don't know what Paw Patrol characters are. And then there'll be some live music by Cece Coletti on the main stage at 5 p.m. So that does sound pretty good. The parking's free. I don't see any fees to walk in. Admission is actually free. So if you wanted to get something to eat, certainly you could take advantage of the vendors or could walk around and see what's going on and listen to some live music. So it is an opportunity to listen to some music in Flemington, where it is so easy to get to and get out of and plenty of free parking. I'm going to see if we could find some music from the C. Coletti. And perhaps we could be able to play that while we're here on the air. I'm not sure what kind of music it is, but really any music is pretty good outdoors and outside. So let's get our commercial breaks caught up and then we'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
On the dresser by your ring, and it's empty. So right now I don't feel a thing, and I'll be hurting when I wake up on the floor, and I'll be over it by noon. And that's the difference between the whiskey and you. Tomorrow I can walk in any store, it ain't a problem. Yeah, they'll always sell me more, but your forgiveness is something I can't buy. Ain't a thing that I can do, and that's the difference between the whiskey and you. One's a devil, and one keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder if they ain't both the same. But one's a liar that helps hide me from my pain, and one's a long, hard, bitter truth. That's the difference between the whiskey and you. I've got a problem, but it ain't like what you think. I drink 'cause I'm lonesome, and I'm lonesome 'cause I drink. If I don't break down and bring it on myself, it'll hit right out of the blue. And that's the difference between the whiskey and you. One's a devil, one keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder if they ain't both the same. One's a liar that helps hide me from my pain, and one's a long, hard, bitter truth. And that's the difference between the whiskey and you. Different. I'm so glad that I met you, baby. I'm so proud when we walk in the room. I know it's crazy to worry like I do. I get this feeling that I'm losing you. I get these suspicions, even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't feel this way. Ooh, suspicions, I can't help it, you're just so good looking. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you away from me. Know what's on every man's mind. I try to fight it, but it gets me.
Okay, and I'm in the radio studio today just to prove I have no idea what I'm doing. So I was able to get the live feed working, but I posted it on a different one of the pages that I manage. So I did figure out how to delete that video, and I think at the next break, I'll be able to post that again. So in between doing our news break, I wanted to mention one of the other projects that we talked about here, and that was the Envision Project. We first announced it. We had the Phillipsburg Housing Authority Executive Director call in right on the date of notification to talk a little bit about the Envision Center and what it will bring to Phillipsburg and HUD's vision of this center. These centers are new. They're part of the HUD Secretary Ben Carson, who is a surgeon in charge of housing and urban development. It is his understanding and concept and vision to leverage resources, that there are some resources that may be underused and some resources that are completely taxed, and to look at all of the needs and to see what and how we can bring resources together. An old expression was one-stop shopping, and it is the concepts, but it's so much more than that. It's about understanding that people from the Housing Authority may need better access to services, and they may need it in an environment where they're comfortable and where they can grow and have the barriers of fear and the bureaucratic framework removed for them in an environment, again, where they are comfortable. So the Envision Project looks at that, but more so, it goes a little deeper, and it allows the Housing Authority residents to understand that these systems that we have, the welfare system, the housing system, these things are in place because people need them, because there are low-income people. And once you're the user of a service, you should be a stakeholder. In business, we would call it a stockholder. So if you are using a service, you should be empowered about the delivery of that service, and you should be empowered about the idea of service delivery, because you are the stakeholder, you are the user, and how the service is delivered is part of your experience. And as a customer, just like when we have a sandwich that doesn't come out right and we bring it back to our wherever we purchased it from, generally people will make sure that that sandwich comes back and that you have a better experience. We don't do that at all in the social service structure. It is not built or based on the business model where the customer is always right. And that perhaps has moved us away from being able to design a system that encourages the use of a system and allows people to get the most out of it that they can, in the sense of, if you want to move out of housing, that there's still supports that follow you. So we are definitely excited about that Envision project, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it. I'm going to put the news on. I'm going to try to get the video on the right page to prove that I can, because now I am just frustrated, and I want to make sure I can do this. And then I will be back to talk a little bit more about the Envision Center. And one of the projects that we've been talking about here for the last few years regarding the tax credit programs to help industry that film commercials and movies and scenes in New Jersey come back to New Jersey. And we had had guests on in the past to talk about some of the successes in other states. So I wanted to also be able to take a look at that today. So do the news and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is speaking at the second annual Made in America event at the White House. The president talked about just how strong our economy is.
After many years of decline, American manufacturing is coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. It's happening. We're in the midst of a great economic revival in the United States. We've added 3.7 million new jobs since the election, including more than 370,000 in manufacturing alone. Remember, during the campaign, they all said, oh, you're never going to add manufacturing jobs. That's obsolete, they would say. I said, it's obsolete to make things as obsolete. I guess they were wrong, right?
Former President Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's trial has been postponed a week to July 31st. Potential jurors will still start gathering tomorrow when the judge will brief them on the particulars of the case. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
President Trump is investigating whether to revoke the security privileges of five former Obama administration officials. Let's take a listen as Sarah Huckabee Sanders today in the White House press briefing explains why.
Not only is the president looking to take away Brennan's security clearance, he's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe. The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they politicize and in some cases monetize their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate. And the fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence.
Police in Iowa are ramping up their efforts to find 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts, a University of Iowa student who was reported missing last week after she went for an evening jog. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
John Kelly O'Connor is accused of shooting and killing one person at a Fallon, Nevada Mormon church. O'Connor is being held on just over $1 million bond and is charged with open murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and battery with substantial bodily harm. Fallon Police Chief Kevin Geeman talks about how they were able to apprehend O'Connor.
Officers and sheriff's deputies surrounded the home while a hostage negotiator called in. After placing phone calls to the home, Mr. O'Connor agreed to exit the property and surrendered officers.
Another departure from the Fox News Channel. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Fox News parting ways with Kimberly Guilfoyle, according to a Fox News spokesperson. Guilfoyle's been co-host of the midday Fox News talk show The Five, and she's been dating Donald Trump Jr. since his separation a few months ago from his wife, Vanessa. The network's been requiring her to disclose that relationship whenever she speaks about the president on the air. Reports are she'll be joining Trump Jr. on the campaign trail and that she's joined pro-Trump Super PAC America First. Though her departure is abrupt and unexpected, the move into pro-Trump politics not so surprising. Last year, President Trump reportedly considered Guilfoyle to replace Sean Spicer as White House press secretary. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I am a total hot mess today, so my mic was on. Good thing I wasn't talking to myself here in the studio. So I think that I did figure out the live feed. I'm going to just go for a minute or two, and then I'll turn it off just to make sure I have it on the right page. And we're getting better. It only took me 20 times, but we are definitely on the right path now. So I just wanted to finish talking about the Envision Centers. We're able to have Paul Rummerfield, the Phillipsburg Housing Authority Executive Director, with us to talk about the announcement as soon as it came out. And the four pillars of the Envision Center are pretty straightforward: economic empowerment, educational advancement, health and wellness, and character and leadership. So there are all things that we know are critical to be able to have a strong community. And the HUD program is one of those programs that once you are able to have subsidized housing and you're paying a portion based on your rent, it's very scary to no longer have a subsidy based on your income. A sliding fee scale for rent and paying a certain portion certainly gives you a safety net that you are going to have safe and stable housing. And we see that housing, transportation, and jobs, living wage jobs, are always on the top of everyone's list of concerns and what is necessary to develop our economy. So we certainly want to build supports around that. And what we find often in areas of low income, and in Phillipsburg, we're talking about 20% of the population that's at poverty levels or below, and those numbers are probably low. But we are talking about being able to really look at a town like Phillipsburg and look at the environmental factors and the health factors and the risk factors and assess those things and really develop and determine the services that will be best to suit the residents of that community. And that's why I think the Envision Center is so exciting, because it empowers the users of the service who have never been empowered in the social service system. They've always been mandated, certainly not a customer service model in many, many, many domains. But we think that the Envision Center is really going to be able to show some power, empowerment to individuals. And that is one of the things you need to get out of poverty. You have to have the confidence that you can get out of poverty and that you can thrive. And when we have the housing costs that we have in New Jersey, is a very risky prospect. But we are excited to continue to cover the Envision Center in Phillipsburg and around the country. And we're going to do our commercial break. I'm going to get rid of the live feed video. So just thanks for being part of my experiment with me today. And then we'll be back for the
You're
last
few minutes.
You're listening
to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back in the studio. So the second topic that we wanted to cover today, sort of a catch-up day for us here in the studio, is about the pending bill that's going on here in New Jersey. And we were able to talk about the industry for filming that has been in New Jersey with different incentives at different times back to 2011, I believe, when the bill was vetoed. So a lot of states, and we had a guest on that talked about the state of Georgia, where there were so much industry and economic revitalization because of the incentives that were available to help the locations, people on location, finding locations for film producers. It also created jobs for people that were able to be in the movie films. And it, of course, photographed New Jersey, and perhaps it wasn't always New Jersey when it was photographed, but we've seen that where the scenes or the backdrop of New Jersey become part of a video or a film, but you may not know it's New Jersey. We would take all of that, really. So right now, Governor Murphy signed a bill to provide $85 million in film tax credits a year to bolster the state's film industry. So the film industry in New Jersey was once quite an active industry with a lot of location shooting going on, a lot of hiring people in the local economy where these shootings were going on. And now it says that the governor has signed this, and it sets aside $75 million for film and television productions and $10 million for digital media annually from 2019 to 2023. So it says that there are 10 motion picture productions and 15 series, ranging from television networks and satellite programs to internet distributors, that are allegedly looking for locations in New Jersey, or they're in the planning stages. So there is a New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, and I was on their website trying to get a little information. They stated that, and I thought this was interesting as well, there's two tiers of tax credits in the law. There's 30% and 35%. The 35% is if you film in Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland, Gloucester, Mercer, or Salem. So first I thought maybe they were just doing an alphabet thing, right? We have Atlantic, Bergen. We don't have Bergen, but we have Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland. And then I realized that that's not quite what they did. So what were they thinking? And basically, those are the counties that are further away from New York City. So they're trying to give an extra incentive to draw the film industry to those other counties. I'm not sure if that is a logical way. I was thinking about the urban enterprise zones and wondered if that would not be better, but I did find some reference to that. And I guess in June, he did a conditional veto because he wanted to extend tax credits to reality shows if their producers committed to owning or leasing a production facility within an urban enterprise zone for 2 years. So urban enterprise zones have been established in the 1980s. I feel like they changed their name to a re-enterprise zone, but nonetheless, that is the caveat if you want to be in a UEZ zone. So we'll have to see what goes on with this and see if they actually are able to draw in some additional business with this tax credit. And I'd also like to look at what the revenue was before the veto back when in 2011, and then since then, if the film industry has increased at all without the tax credits. That's a little bit of missing information I'm going to research and report back on. So that about wraps up our show for today. I'm going to do a little more music before we do our last bit of break and advertisement. But I thank you for joining me today. We're doing a little experiment, so it distracted me a little bit with my microphone here. But hopefully we were able to get through that there are some great events in Hunterdon County, and certainly on Saturday, August 4th at Stengel Road in Flemington, there's a corn, tomato, and beer festival. Not to forget, Thursday evenings, there are free music at Deer Path Park in Flemington, and there's concerts that can go on. You bring a lawn chair, and Friday night music in Clinton every Friday, and it's free. So take advantage of being near such a beautiful county, and we'll be back next week with another Hot Topic.
I don't know where to begin. I don't know how to get out there to see you. Well, I don't know where to dig in. I don't know how to get in there to feel you. It's been too long and I'm about to be in time. About there, it's been a long time coming. Ooh. I never stopped to begin. Thinking about the process, it's been a long time coming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is investigating whether to revoke the security privileges of five former Obama administration officials. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explains why top secret security clearance may be going away for John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate.
Today, President Trump spoke at a Made in America event at the White House.
I remember when I was growing up, I'd see Made in America all over the place, a little bit Made in the USA, but Made in America, everything had Made in America. And we're starting that again, and it's happening again, as you know.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones was down 12 points. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Although the price of gasoline is up over 55 cents a gallon from last year at this time, motorists saw a decrease this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
Well, it was a good week for motorists. The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at 375 a gallon, followed by California at 361. Then it was Alaska at 337. I'm John Clemens.
A new study by RentUp.com has named Chicago as the rat capital of America, with a total of just over 50,000 rat complaints in 2017. The study compared complaints from Boston.